Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, doing another running back duo here. Demetric Felton out of UCLA and Elijah Mitchell out of Louisiana. So we'll start first with Demetric Felton. I actually liked a decent amount of what I saw on tape in terms of some of his receiving stuff. But I just ultimately think it's probably not all that much going to matter in terms of when I read you off some of the combine stuff. 5'9", 189, 4.55, 10 bench press reps, 32-inch vertical leap, 114 broad jump, 4.47 in the shuttle. That is a 27.9 BMI. That's not good. It's a bottom 4%. Weight, again, that's not good. The 40 time, you know, it's 55th percentile. So that's, you know, you say, all right, that's okay. But when you adjust it for his weight, it's an 88 speed score. That's 15th percentile. That's just a really not a good result. Bench press is second percentile. Vertical jump 16th. Broad jump 23rd percentile there. Short shuttle, 8.7 percentile. So when you just look across the board, it's a pretty big miss, right? It's a pretty disappointing pro day. So when you look at some of the stuff, like Grinding the Mocks had him almost in like a day three type fringe player. It looks more undrafted than it does anything remotely resembling a day two profile. When you look at some of the stuff in terms of his yards per route run, it's 1.41. That's 74th percentile. So that's pretty, that's a pretty good number there. When you look at some of his market share stuff, he is. Market share of targets is like 51%, but that's only 29th percentile. I mean, it just fails to really stick out in any sort of meaningful way. 17th percentile in terms of market share of receiving yards. His composite grades, 58th percentile in terms of his rushing grade. All that's to say, it's a pretty disappointing profile. So that I would be really monitoring that Grinding the Mocks. I'd be surprised if he's anything more than like a day three fringe guy at best, ultimately. So that's the cautionary thing. I did look up to see, if some of the other scouting systems, the Matt Waldman's or PFF's, if they liked him. Waldman has him in the teens. And did note there's a potential for a positional convert situation. So that'd be something I'd be on the lookout for. When you watch him on tape, it's decent in terms of some of the routes and some of that stuff in the passing game. I think Matt likes him a little bit more in terms of like, hey, if he put on 20 pounds, he could develop. That's just not really a bet that I want to make. And it's just a classic. It's a classic cautionary tweener, or really undersized. And if it's going to be like a gadget type wide receiver, running back, sort of that type of role, I don't really want any part of it. So we've seen that play before, and it's just not really something that works out all that well. So consider me out on him in terms of anything like the top. Again, unless there's some thing on day two or something that causes us to really reevaluate, but the athletic stuff is it's pretty concerning, and I struggle to see how he becomes particularly relevant. So that would be the cautionary thing. Okay, so then the other player in this is Elijah Mitchell, and Elijah Mitchell is, I had a guest on talk some rookie draft with Dino Game Theory on Twitter. Jax Falcone is what he goes by. His actual name is Scott. And he was like, hey, this is a guy I really like. And so I saw some of the stuff that he liked about him. The problem I have is I just wasn't... like he has a weird sense about him in terms of like the play style. Like, I was a little bit underwhelmed about some of the physicality. One of the things that really jumped off the page was some of his adjustments to balls. So that was pretty notable in terms of, like, right off the bat, he's making adjustments to balls behind him when I sort of watch him on tape. And again, that's good stuff. You like to see that. You like to see that, that ability. Some of the stuff that did jump off the page, like in terms of his metric profile, over 4 yards after contact per attempt, that's top 10 percentile. So that's excellent. Again, top 10 percentile in terms of composite grade, that's good. He's playing against some weaker competition, so that's the cautionary thing that I would note. 1.49 yards per route run. I just didn't see, like, I saw a lack of physicality. I saw a lack of, it's almost like he's somewhat like a, he almost looked like long and lanky was kind of how he played. He's 5'10", 5'10", 201. So again, there's some BMI. It's kind of light on the BMI scale. It's 28.8. He ran 4.38, which is very good. 17 bench, 38 vert, 128 broad jump, 4.19 short shuttle, and 6.94 three cone. So it's a very good athletic testing. Right, it's 85th percentile in terms of speed score, almost just over 109, so that's excellent. Broad jump, 86th percentile, vert, 86th percentile. Broad jump, 94th percentile, so you look at some of those explosive stuff. Short shuttle, 65th percentile. Three cone, 71st percentile, and he is just a little over expectation there. So that's fine. All told, he's basically performing to his size. I was just underwhelmed. I was underwhelmed by it. I know Matt Waldman has him basically as a special teams contributor type of role for him. I didn't see it on tape enough to really like him. I'll go back and I'll sort of circle back maybe again, reevaluate some of the stuff if there's a surprise in terms of his draft pedigree or anything like that. I just, at this point, I'm kind of struggling to see his profile. Again, if it's more of like a receiving, I almost like saw him like in a CJ ProSize type of role, where you could say, hey, he can do some stuff in the receiving game that's a little bit rare. That would be sort of an interesting, lens to see him used in, but ultimately I think it's going to probably fail to live up to any sort of draft pedigree expectation. He's going 152 expected draft position, expected draft rank 187. So again, firmly on the day three radar, and that's very much like practice squad type of range. And at that point, you have to be pretty quizzical. There are a couple other guys I'm sort of coming around on, I think, as the class comes along. Mitchell's not probably going to be one of them, again, unless he gets, start moving up draft boards or something like that. You know, if he lands up in like a Tony Pollard type role, it might be something we rethink. Because I could see some of the receiving stuff being, you could say, okay, and then it could maybe develop into a little bit more of a physical runner. Maybe if you put on 10, 15 pounds, something like that, you could say, okay. But, right now, I struggle to see a one injury away role where we're really making a meaningful difference. So a little bit short of a show here. I just like to, when I'm watching these guys, I like to give you guys the information that I have, watching and then looking at profiles or whatnot. So two probably we're not going to get too super close to with Felton and Elijah Mitchell, but I do think, for some of the receiving stuff, it does warrant, just keeping an eye on them. And maybe it's not necessarily in rookie drafts, but it's, down the line, if they land up on a depth chart, something like that, we can, we'll keep an eye on and monitor it as we sort of go through and watch, and we're watching rookie depth charts, right? That could ultimately be what it is, and just have that knowledge sort of in the back of your mind, like, hey, these are guys that could potentially make a receiving role impact, and maybe they could develop into something more. I would note that there's a potential for Felton to maybe convert back to wide receiver. He kind of played wide receiver, then went to running back, and Joshua Kelly, when Joshua Kelly left the, when Joshua Kelly left school, he stepped in and basically served as their running back. So maybe he goes back to wide receiver and sort of plays that role. So we'll be on the watch for that in terms of how teams actually declare him and use him. So, all right, well, that'll do it for this episode. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.